Day 22. So today we're going to meet your guides, your spirit guides. Now, this is a bit of a tricky area because we all have very different arrangements with spirit guides. Most of us have a guidance team when we are not incarnated, which is there's a far greater discarnate experience than there is an incarnated experience. But when we are not incarnated, we spend time between lives with a large group of, I suppose we would consider them to be masters, ones who are wiser than us, ones who have much to teach, ones who have been further down the journey than we have, but also higher density beings, masters of karma, of time, of, you know, there's all these bright ones. And we, most of us have a more sort of personal guide, a guide that works directly with us or with our soul family. So that's a sort of a most of us kind of a scenario, but some of us are something completely different. Some of us are part of a team, a circle, and we are the only one out of that circle to have incarnated, or all kinds of different arrangements. So I can't tell you what you will find when you get there or how it should look for you, but I can take you to the place where you would meet your guides. And the guides themselves, for some people, their guides are really quite apparently physicalized. You know, they'll arrive there and then he has these three beings, three people. This one looks like an American Indian, that one's a tall guy with a long beard, and this is a woman. Sometimes they're the energetic forms that you can't, that are not physicalized. Sometimes they're just, you know, light beings, or sometimes there's a powerful sense of a presence, but nothing that you can see. It's all over the place. It can be anything. So let's go and have a look and just see what it is for you. And the way we're going to do that is, once again, you're going to take yourself into the garden. And when you're in the garden, I'll pick you up and take you to a place where you can meet your guides. So once again, please do the same thing in just a moment. You're going to press pause, and then you take yourself into the garden, and then you press play, and I will take you forward. So if that's what you want to do, please press pause now. So I imagine you've just pressed play and you are comfortable and happy in your beautiful, divine garden of your heart. You know, this garden is actually vast, and there's so much going on here, but for all that, it does have a center point. And the reason it must have a center point is that there is a place where the purest, most powerful divine source energy flows into your garden. And from that place where source energy flows into your garden, the garden is manifest. It rolls out from that place. And that place where source energy enters into the garden is a very high energy space. And depending on how you experience your garden, there will also be some kind of a metaphor. For those of you that feel like you're in a physical garden, perhaps, I don't want to suggest too powerfully because it might be something different for you, but perhaps there's something like a tall mountain that you climb to get towards the center. And perhaps in the very center of that tall mountain, there is something like, some metaphor for source energy, the most amazing, powerful beam of pure, bright white light shining on the mountain. And perhaps where the beam hits the mountain, water arises and flows into your garden with waterfalls and rivers, and perhaps could be something very different. But please begin to move yourself towards the center of your garden in whatever way that works for you. Have a sense of moving towards source, towards the purest, highest frequency, highest vibration energy, towards the place where unconditional divine love comes from, the place where the nourishment and the energy that brings life to your garden flows from. Move in that direction. And because this is your garden, it is a magical space. You can do magic in this garden. You can do anything you like in this garden. It's your garden. You are manifesting it. Because it is, you can move through the garden at whatever pace you like. You can instantly appear or fly through the air or do whatever it takes to arrive in the environs of the center point. Now, because I don't know what you've found, I'm going to speak in terms of my postulate. I'm going to speak in terms of my own garden, this mountain with the beam, with the water. If it's something else for you, you're going to have to adapt and have to work around what you get. So in my scheme, I arrive at a place where there is this impossibly beautiful bright light, this beam of light that is so bright it feels like it should be burning my retinas, but it doesn't hurt at all. I can really just look at it, marvel at it, wonder at it. And then there is this water source that arises and becomes a waterfall all down the mountain. And so I find myself here in the environs of the light. And as I begin to just move into the outer proximity of the light, as I just begin to feel this light shining on my present being, I feel that it magically shines right through me, shines into me. I can feel that this light is somehow also what I am. It's my own divine light shining here into my garden. It's somehow God and also me, which is congruent with my awareness that, of course, all is one. And so, without moving too deeply into the light, I'm just going to be here in the proximity of the light. And perhaps settle myself down into a seated position and relax and be receptive. Feel the light. Feel its energy. Feel what it does to me. To be in the proximity of the light. I'm sorry, I lose words if I actually do that. I become somewhat overwhelmed. So I can't give it too much attention or else I can't lead you. So allow yourself to be in the proximity of the light. Allow yourself to give the light all the attention you like. Allow it to raise your frequency, to cleanse your being, to flow through you. Allow yourself to know this light as self. And so also become aware that you are not the only participant in this light. But there are others who, from the deepest place of your soul, you would welcome here. These others who you love so profoundly, that even when you know unconditional love, even when you love all unconditionally, still somehow these are more special. Still somehow you love these personally and you trust them. You've seen them and seen them and known them, and you trust these beings. They are worthy of your trust and your respect. And you know that they love you unbelievably. They just love you and support you, and they'll be there with you until time is no more, if that is what you need, if that is what you ask for. These are your angels, your divine guidance beings. Some perhaps are of a much higher frequency than others, and they present themselves as they do. Allow your awareness to encompass the presence of your guides. You might find here in this space, as I do, that when you open yourself to this, there are, I suppose one could call them animal guides, power animals. There are animals here who you also love and would want here. You might find your animals, and let it be what it is, my friends. Don't get stuck in, oh, it can't be this or it can't be that. You might find them to be, you know, they might be unicorns or unexpected, magical beings. Fairies and pixies. Who knows? Let it be whatever it is and enjoy what it is. And as you become aware of each being or of the group, or if there's only one, as you become aware of whatever there is that is here, open your heart again and shine your light upon them. Shine your gratitude upon them. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your specialness, your special attention on me. When you give gratitude, you're saying thank you, which means you're opening yourself to receive. This is one of the ways you can invite your guides to act more personally and intensely in your life. They don't override your free will. You know, if you say you don't want help, they'll back off. And if you've been hurt in your journey and you've felt you need to take care of things yourself, you might have been implicitly or explicitly being saying back off. And it might be time now to begin to invite them to act more deeply in your life, to guide you more personally. So open yourself to that and say thank you. And then see if there is perhaps one particular guide that wants to step forward for you now, that wants to become more personally acquainted with you now. Or two or three or a group. See what there is. And just as you did yesterday with your body spirit, you know, your body spirit in its own way is a kind of a guide. It's also in its own way part of this process. And each of your guides, if you have many, each will be responsible for a different area of concern in your life. And see what is there and have the conversation. Ask the questions you want to ask. get names if that works for you. You might find they don't have names because they come from a realm where that doesn't matter. Or they might have names, they might have been incarnated there. Who knows? Find out. Find out. Make friends. Because it's time for you to remember your guides. You might have worked very deeply with your guides before. This might be old hat for you. Might just be a reacquaintance or a opportunity to be in their presence. And that's what we're doing today. Being with your guides. And just as with your body spirit, when you return to normal consciousness, I invite you to find yourself in regular conversation with your guides. Perhaps initially you'll want to bring yourself into the garden, into this place of high energy, because it, in a way, it guarantees the purity of your conversation. As you get to know them, get to know their energy signature, get to trust the connection, you'll be able to find yourself having conversations just as you go about your day. One of my favorite times to talk to Eight, my primary, most beloved spirit guide. Some of my special times to talk to him are when I'm just walking on a hike through the forest or something like that. But I'm going to leave you now in the presence of your guides to have the interactions that you need to have. Ask them questions, ask them for guidance. That's what they're here for. And I will see you again tomorrow.